Good morning, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. If you love fishing as much as I do, you're really going to like listening to my old buddy, Luke Clayton, for the next hour.
Thanks, Bill. This is David Fox, and welcome to Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. Luke has been a recognized outdoors writer for the past 3 decades and writes for a host of outdoor publications. Luke pens a weekly newspaper outdoors column that appears in over 40 Texas newspapers and is on the pro staff of Gearhead Archery, Air Force Air Guns, Sightmark, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Nielsen Specialty Bullets, and feel free to contact Luke through his website, catfishradio.org. Now let's join Luke and his guest for this week's show.
And folks, it is time for our weekly campfire talk, our visit with Mr. Larry Wysoon, who's standing by. Campfire talk is always brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Texas Wildlife Association, Bill Carey, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. And I do see Mr. Wysoon right over there on the virtual campfire. Larry, how are you today, buddy?
I'm doing actually great. You know, I'll tell you what, right now I'm standing in my backyard. Of course, we're doing this over the phone.
Yep.
And it is a little bit on the warm side. I'm wondering where that fire is right now that I'm standing next to that I can't see. It may be a virtual fire, but I'm certainly feeling the heat.
Knowing me and you, if we were together, we'd probably have one on the sunset.
I promise you we would, and we will here before too very long, too, in the next several days, actually.
Yes. You know, that'd be a good fun topic for today's show, I think. We had Mark Bellett on last week.
Yeah.
Mark is a longtime friend of mine and Larry's too. And Mark has B&C Outfitters, which is located about a mile or so out of Groveton, Texas, going toward Trinity there on Highway 94. But he has tons of hogs. Lots and lots of hogs always, and exotics too. But Larry, we're going to be going down there before our next visit with all of our friends, and you're going to take that Seneca Dragon Claw, and I think you're going to kill your first hog with it.
You know what? I'm looking forward to it. We've tried a couple of times over at our good buddy Jeff Rice's place.
Yeah.
The hogs must have read the script or the game plan because yeah. They were at every feeder except for the one that I was at with Jeff trying to film for our Sportsman's Life, the segment there. And I know that you finally got a chance to see the rear end of one, but hopefully this one's going to be a little bit different. I've been playing with that Pyramid Air. You know, I love centerfire rifles and pistols and I'm not going to quit shooting my Hornady ammo in those
things by any means.
But I'll tell you what, this is something brand new as far as I'm concerned, and it's a new challenge, and I'm always looking for something particularly my age, trying to find something that's a little bit different. But this Seneca Dragon Claw shooting, as I've been properly told, the air bolts with a broadhead on them, that thing is extremely accurate. What I did is I put a Trigicon Huron scope on it, which is a scope really kind of designed for the deer hunter. Mm-hmm. Now, the one that I've got, we've talked about it in the past, has got Stadia wires on it. And as soon as I get a little bit more time, hopefully either before I go or maybe even while I'm there, we're going to set up a target and see where, if I hold on the second wire down, where that arrow goes and the third arrow down. And, you know, the effective range on that thing is going to increase for me a little bit beyond that basic 20 yards I'm at right now.
Oh, yeah. That Dragon Claw shooting those air bolts 50, 60 yards, I think you'll find that, honestly, that you'll be shooting with a good scope and a steady rest, Larry. Honestly, a 2 or 3 inch group at say 60 yards. I mean,
oh, my gracious.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Well, it's everything's steady, and you know, there's no. It's not right. Like drawing a compound or a longbow. You know, it's a rifle. It is, and it does shoot bullets. The Seneca Dragon Claw,
but it's
absolutely lethal. If you can imagine, about twice the speed of a crossbow. You know, that's what you're dealing with there, with arrow speed. Maybe right. I would estimate twice as fast. So. I mean, it's whistling that arrow, and I learned a long time ago what a good sharp broadhead will do. You know, it's absolutely lethal on game. So, yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of fun, and I think Jeff Rice is going to be able to meet us, and I think he's making plans, and he can he loves to, you know, he's a great videographer. He loves to film and loves to hunt. He's a heck of a woodsman, too, Jeff is. But
yes, he is.
You and I, a lot of times when we're together, he's doing the filming. But get some good footage of that thing in action, which I'm anxious to see that. But for friends, folks to see it. You're anxious to do it, aren't you?
Yeah, right.
But I don't think there'll be a problem. And, you know, summer hog hunting is I kid a lot, but it's really the truth. When if there's a Buc-ee's anywhere around, and this is not a commercial, folks, but if there's usually a Buc-ee somewhere when I'm heading out to go hog hunting in the summer or winter, I take my big 120 quart cooler and I'll buy $2 worth of ice. That's 40 pounds. And it's $1 a pound. I'll put that ice in there. A lot of times I come home, I've got, you know, 40 pounds of ice, no meat. But if you do kill a hog this time of year, you better have a plan if you're serious about eating it, like we are. If you're hunting, eating hogs, and Mark's got a good walk-in cooler. I mean, it's a hunting ranch, Larry.
Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
You know, but if not, just like you and I out, you really do. You need to plan on chilling that meat as quick as possible and taking care of it if you want some good pork, you know.
Well, your idea of carrying that ice like you do with the size coolers that we have these days.
Yeah.
All you got to do is take that hog apart. You can do that relatively quickly if you want to. Actually, can do it without even gutting the hog.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than reaching there and grabbing those inside tenders, which they have as well too, and throw that thing on ice. And I mean, good gosh, you'll have some absolutely fantastic eating.
You will. It's, you know, it's funny. I always talk about real world outdoors.
Yeah.
But real world outdoors in the summer, you're probably going to shoot that hog either 15 minutes before dark. You might get one, you know, during the day, but it's probably going to be later in the day. Or, you know, like Sightmark makes the Wraith that I use on my rifle. I've got a little rifle set up just for hogs, and it's a little 223, and I shoot them up in the front of the shoulder,
right
there in the neck, you know, but they never run. But, you know, a lot of times, like the Wraith, it's a day scope or a night scope. You can use it during it. It's a digital scope. But, you know, with that on there, when I'm really serious, I'll stay out there, say, an hour after dark, and your chances of getting a hog go up exponentially. You know, I mean, after dark,
right,
they really do. But there again, you know, then you've got, okay, it's 9:30 and you just killed a hog. You might be hungry. You're probably a little tired, you know. So, but like you said, Larry, I've got to the point where, especially if you've got some running water, leave the hide on. Take the four quarters off, split that skin down the back, jerk those back straps out, and then I put them hide on in that cooler on ice.
Right.
And then the next morning, when you have, you know, I'll wash it off, you know, with, make sure it's clean before I put it in there. But it does no harm to leave that hide on there overnight if you got it in on ice. And then just, you have time the next morning to butcher it. So just a little tip there, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That, you know, that's one of the things with you and me is that we have hunted a bunch. We have tried a lot of different things.
Yeah.
We have learned pretty much by visiting with other people, but also trying different things ourselves too. So a lot of the things that we talk about came about because of trial and error. Now, we're not going to say that's the only way to do it, but as Tim Fallon, who has the FTW, where they do the Sportsman's All-Weather All-Terrain Marksmanship course, they'll tell you this is a way. And so basically,
yes,
we're telling you this is a way to keep that all cool and make sure that meat's good. So
That's right, Larry.
I love it. And I've started doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Now,
it's so much easier and so much quicker.
It is. The plan B is to go back to camp. You'll be back about, you'll get there about 9:45. Hang that hog up and spend about, you know, 15 minutes and skin him.
Right.
and all that kind of stuff. And then there's probably time you might be a little hungry by then. you know, it's probably going to be about 11 o'clock, but you're going to be too tired to eat. So you'll just go in there. So anyway, like you say, Larry, it's common sense stuff. And maybe when we were 20 years old, might not have made any difference, but I guarantee you, you learn a few things after kicking around in the woods and hunting and fishing.
I've gotten to where I am continually looking for the easiest, most expedient way to get it done.
That's because you're a smart guy, Larry, I swear. Well,
I don't know about that, but experience has taught me to look for those kind of things.
Well, I tell you, folks, if you would like to communicate with Larry or a lot of you do send me emails, and I get quite a few emails that say that enjoyed the visit with Larry. But feel free, catfishradio.org, O-R-G. You know, you can go there. And these shows are archived each week, but you can email me. There's a email, Luke, and it actually is just my email address. And then just send me an email, you know, any information that you've got from wherever you are, and we'll – You might even want, you know, might want to be a guest sometime. But, Larry, you and I will be linking up here in the next few days and heading down to Mark's. It won't be long. And I'm looking forward to that. And, I'm already looking forward to next week. We're going to be right back here with everybody, you know.
I suspect we'll have another story to tell.
Well, folks, while we're in hunting mode here, I want to tell you about some products that I've used a long time, some of them a long time, some of them for a year, but all of them I can guarantee you work. And for many years, I have used Carl Harmon's Ultramatic feeders. Those things, I've got one, folks, that's been in the woods for about 8 years and still works like the day I put it in there. I've had to replace the batteries, of course. Got a solar panel on it, keeps the batteries charged. Ultramatic feeders, in my opinion, there is no better deer feeder than these. They're completely concealed. They come in a box. Everything stays dry. It has the timer, simple to set. And also what you want to look at is the eliminator. It works on centrifugal force and mounts to the 1/4 inch drive motor, and this thing seals off all corn. You know, there's no way a raccoon or squirrel can get in there and rob your corn. So you can learn all about these products at ultramaticfeeders.com or just on our radio website, catfishradio.org. Now, talking about hogs, which I usually am known to do, if you hunt hogs much, you probably hunt them at night. Now, Sitemark makes the Wraith. Now, I used the previous model. It was the Photon RT. I even went back as far as the Photon XT that Sitemark makes. The Wraith is a digital day and night scope. It's color during the day. It, of course, has the IR for night use. It costs, listen to this, $500. Now, you know, thermal, obviously, is the catch me out, but thermal costs a lot of dollars. No need beating around the bush there. If you are an average hunter that, you know, that's going to be shooting hogs out to say 125, 150 yards at night, the digital is going, this Wraith is what you need. The price is $500. How about that? And they do work. So you can check the Wraith out, on sitemark.com, or just remember, always go to the radio website. I have a direct link. Go to catfishradio.org, and you can click right there on any of the sponsored links. But the Wraith is something that I want you to check out. It costs $500, and it does get the job done.